South Sudanese at the UN Protection of Civilians sites in Juba expressed their grievances for being displaced persons for more than 6 years due to the multiple conflicts in the country. They say they feel that they are in prison, not home, despite the signing and the ongoing implementation of the revitalized peace deal, which brought hope of being free once again and move without restrictions and get back to their normal lives that they miss.
People are not working, even the youth also are not working. The lives in the camp is very difficult, for example, no good shelter, no clean water for drink.
We don't have good house to stay. Now if the rain's raining, even people, they can be in the water.
The confinement here, there are problems of diseases. Like, for example, if the hygiene is not well, then you may be affected by diarrhea, things related with typhoid and malaria. These are the main diseases.
35-year-old George says life is hard in the camp and is stressing them because of scarcity of basic needs. The internal displaced persons expressed their wishes to have a peaceful country once and for all.
When you are in the country and you have reached the age which you should be a productive citizen, whereby you have to participate in whatever is activities which is taking place in the country, and you don't have access to that because of A or B that keep you from doing what the good citizen can do, so you don't actually feel comfortable sometimes.
George adds that most of the displaced persons feel like they are in prison, but he is hopeful if peace is restored, life will become normal and everyone will go back home. He advises his fellow South Sudanese to forgive and accept each other as one for the sake of peace.
South Sudan by conquest.
I feel uncomfortable. Once I hear there is a fight in some parts of the country, and it makes me scared, and flashing back my bad memories about the past fight that I have witnessed, says 24-year-old female IDP. She adds that her family tried to return to their family home, as the president announced, but they found it that their house is occupied by one of the army officers, and the peaceful talks between two families did not resolve the matter as well as the court. We couldn't get back our family house because we lost the documents during the war, and the judge at the court just asking for it, and the person grabbed the house, he is an able individual, she stresses. She further laments about grabbing of property left behind by IDP when war displaces them. She mentions how her life before war was colorful, filled with positive vibes and friends, which some of them are no more. From the UNHCR statement in June 20th, 2019, in their annual Global Trends report released, shows that worldwide, almost 70.8 million people are now forcibly displaced. I am Maura Ajak reporting from POC in Juba.